Have a tree question and you're stumped? We're out in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And we do take all questions related to all types of trees. It just happens that we're talking about the mesquite today. We're not limiting calls to the mesquite. That's just our tree of the month.
Jennifer's actually gotten to the point where she's harvesting the mesquite beans, and there's a grinder you can take the beans to grind it for you.
Yeah, that's right. There's some places in town where you can gather up all those mesquite pods and get them processed. In fact, they have a day. The Valley Permaculture Alliance has a day that they schedule where they bring in a big commercial grinder, and they grind everybody's pods on the same day.
They'll be coming in October this year.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep you posted because I have my pile.
Super.
So mom has a pod. She's screening calls at this moment. How long can you keep a pod bean before it goes bad, or do they ever go bad?
No, I think you can keep them for a long time. I'm not sure how long, but they are very durable. You need to keep them dry, of course. But yeah, the flower was used widely, you know, throughout the Southwest by the Native Americans. And even today, it makes a very tasty flower that it's a shame to have all those pods just get raked up and taken to the landfill. So if you have a big mesquite tree, you might think about, you're spending the time to rake the darn things anyway. Why not rake them up and set them aside and maybe get some flour made?
They can be a little hard to find, but a mesquite tortilla is delicious.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely delicious.
Interestingly enough. Some mesquites.
Hang on just a second, Bonnie. And we're going to do that. There you go. Go ahead.
Interestingly enough, some mesquites have different flavors, one from the next. So if you want to expand your range of mesquites, you could look for a honey mesquite, maybe a screw bean mesquite, something like that that's a little bit different in flavor.
Very good. Let's start with, we've got every line full, so let's start with Ted in Phoenix. A Lippo Pine question. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm a neighborhood volunteer. I called the city over a year ago about this 65-foot-tall Aleppo pine that died. It's leaning out over the road on the street where I live. There's a school on my street also. I don't know the woman that lives there. She's elderly. She has a lot of cats. There's a nice car in the driveway. Well, what the upshot of my letter to the city was, she applied for financial assistance. Now, this tree, it's been over a year since it died, and it's leaning out, 65-foot-tall pine tree. And the inspector told me they're looking for volunteers, maybe church groups, that will cut the tree down. And I'm kind of disappointed because usually the letter from the city will produce results, but he said it may take up to another year or more. I'm just wondering, are there church groups that cut down pine trees?
I'd be concerned with volunteers in a 65-foot tree,
say,
huh?
Archers that climb up trees don't ever go over above 25 feet.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we can do, buddy. We can contact Tommy Thompson because he's put together that volunteer mosh group pit that he does.
Oh,
so
cool.
We can contact Tommy and see if he can do it. But you wouldn't generally recommend volunteers on untrained volunteers with chainsaws and a 65-foot dead Aleppo pine.
No,
none of that's a good mix.
We certainly wouldn't want to recommend that. There are some real hazards involved. In fact, we see we get calls and emails coming through almost every month with some report of a homeowner getting hurt. Trimming or removing a tall tree. So, regarding getting volunteer help to do something like that, occasionally there are tree services around town. What are your main cross streets where you're located?
16th Street and Indian School.
Maybe there's a tree service somewhere in that area, that might be able to, who's hearing this call today, that might be able to give you an assist on that. But it might be that you'll need to wait until the city can arrange to have that done. That may be your best route.
Just to put it in perspective, 65 feet. What kind of wood? I mean, that's like the goal line to a little past the 20-yard line.
Yeah, 30.
That thing's got to weigh as much as three or four trucks, if not more. Just the massive weight of that tree is...
There's some significant weight. Pine trees are full of pitch, and they're very... It's a pretty heavy wood. And, certainly not something that amateurs want to tackle.
All right, let's move to Tucson. Bring Ryan into the conversation, talking mistletoes. Good morning, Ryan.
Yes. I have a question because I've got about a 35-foot mesquite tree. And I've got a lot of mesquites, but this one is a huge one. And I've always, got in the trees, cut out mistletoe, and I was even told to spray the place where I cut it with Clorox, and that might keep it from coming back. But this is way up there, and I'm not going up there to get it. And I'm wondering, is there another way to get mistletoe out of mesquite trees?
Great question.
You can try to use a long pole saw or a pole pruner to reach up that high. You'll need a couple of extension handles, but probably best to hire an arborist to come out who can climb up there safely and get that out. It can be pretty difficult, even for us in the business, to get out on some of those branch ends where those clusters of mistletoe are. So best of luck with that.
Ellens and Mesa wants to get rid of a mesquite tree and looking for a recommendation for something else. Bills in Ahwatukee wants to transplant a lime tree, and we've got a line for you at 1-888-767-4348.
Call now to get your tree questions answered by ISA-certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.